Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Fast's Gallery, hour number two of the Isle of Anne show. And it looks like I made a mistake on my list here. I do have Cynthia Jeffries here. She is the woman that is here. She is here with the Abbeville French Heritage Festival. Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Good morning.
That's many years of French, years and years and years ago. How are you doing today?
I am just fine. How are you? And thank you for allowing me to be on the radio with you this morning and share the information about the Abbeville French Heritage Festival. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is going to be great. Now, you know, I understand that you are originally from Chattanooga.
I am.
Chattanooga. Did you ever go on the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great place, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. And you moved to Abbeville in 1965. What brought you to Abbeville?
Husband was the manager of Realco, the plant that was, that is next to Prismian now, but it was General Cable at the time.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty interesting. But when you were growing up, what did you want to be? People, I always ask this question. What does that have to do? It doesn't have to do with anything. It's just a question of interest.
What did I want?
You don't remember when you were in high school?
No, I don't know that I do remember. Yeah? I don't. I'll have to think about that. But thanks for asking me, and maybe I'll give that some thought later today.
Absolutely. Some people, it seems, end up in their career, you know, they've always wanted to be a police officer, they always wanted to be a doctor. Some people, what they wanted to be and what the reality was are just two entirely different things.
Well, probably what I wanted to be then is not really what I am now, because I've...
Doesn't that happen to all of us, Cynthia?
Yeah, a lot of changes have happened, and of course I'm in sales, and now I talk more than I talked when I was younger, or think more about where I am and what I'm doing now.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what is it you do now, Cynthia?
I sell real estate. I have been for 33 years. Sell for Prudential Cambridge Realty.
So, I might as well ask you then, how is business?
Actually, it's better.
It's better?
It's picking up. The market's better. People are a little more positive about where they want to live. Financing is not as big a problem as it used to be. You know, there's money out there for people to be able to buy homes.
I think a lot of people would be glad to hear that. I did hear the other day they are talking about opening up the spigot a little bit for credit. And of course that'll put more people out there. So it's a good time.
To be looking at selling
or buying, right?
Right, absolutely.
I know a lot of people have taken their houses off the market when it was so poor they just decided to stay there.
Right.
And, of course, if we can get people back into housing, that means that other businesses will follow.
Right. A lot of things, if you buy a home, you buy a lot of other things to go along with that home.
Sure. So that's a good thing. So you've been in real estate. What made you go into real estate? Just went into it.
I had a friend at the time. Her son bought the Century 21 franchise in Abbeville, and I knew her well. And she said, "Why don't you sell real estate, Cynthia?" And I thought, "Oh, I don't know if I can do that or not." But I started, and of course, obviously, it's worked. I've been doing this for 33 years. So
that's terrific. Yeah. That is great. Now, I understand you were on the Cooper Bridge this weekend.
I was. I walked. In the past 22 years, I've walked the Cooper River Bridge. 21 years, I've walked all three bridges, and of course, two of them are torn down now. So,
how's that experience down there? I've never done that.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And when you think about, they have anywhere from 35,000 to 45,000 walkers and runners that are in it. The runners usually finish before the walkers ever start. The runners run a little over 6 miles, and the walkers are about 4 miles. But it's a beautifully organized event with that many people. And one of the big sponsors is Bilo. And you never see anything bad happen.
Right.
That many people walking the bridge.
That's phenomenal.
Or running the bridge.
It has to be quite a sight, and to look out and see everything.
It is. When you look as far in front of you, you see a mass of people. And if you stop and turn around, you see a mass of people behind you.
So. What is it they say? Unless you're the lead dog, the view never changes. right. That's kind of the way that is.
That is true. Of course, I'll never be the lead dog. I'm somewhere way back in the pack. Way back in the pack.
Well, I think that's terrific that you get up and do that. Yeah. Now, you have a daughter that lives down in that
I have
area.
A daughter that lives in Mount Pleasant, and I have a daughter that lives on Lake Secession.
So that's pretty terrific. Yeah. And I know the economic boon that has to come down there into Charleston with all that many people coming in has to be phenomenal.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is for the entire area. I was thinking about Charleston when I left yesterday and what a beautiful place it is and how everyone loves to go to Charleston. But if you stop and think about what we have in the upstate of South Carolina, it's just as nice. It's just as good.
Well, of course, you know, actually, I think they have benefited from the rebuild from the hurricane.
Right.
You know, I think because it is now considered the number one tourist destination in the United States.
Right.
Right. Huge. Right. But there are a lot of good things, and that's why we are here today to talk with Cynthia Jeffries. One of the things we're going to be talking about is the Abbeville French Heritage Festival. That'll be coming up not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, April 19th, 20th, and the 21st. Hey, I'm Ann Ella. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this morning, 9:19 in the morning. Coming up on that 10 o'clock hour, we'll be opening then. Right now, though, right here on the I Love Ann Show, I do have Cynthia Jeffries. She is part of the Abbeville French Heritage Festival that's coming up in 2 weeks, actually, 2 weeks. Not this weekend, but the following weekend, April 19th through the 21st. And, Cynthia, I just wanted to ask you, this is the first one, so what made y'all decide to do an Abbeville French Heritage Festival?
Well, just sitting around a kitchen table at a friend's house one afternoon, we started talking about the French heritage that we have in Abbeville.
And Abbeville, you had some good French wine, I suppose.
We did. We did.
That helped.
That helped. Yes. That helped. And we said, well, what can we do to share this information with other people? A lot of people know that Abbeville was named after Abbeville, France, and it started there. We said, well, okay, let's just make a list of the things that we know that we can do, that are reasonable
events. And who named it?
Who named it?
Yeah.
The combination, there were four of us sitting there that named it. And, of course, it needed to be Abbeville, and it needed to be French, because we do have a French heritage there.
Do you have any French background?
I do have.
You do?
My great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was Count René de Saint-Julien.
Count!
Count,
from
royalty here. Aren't you impressed? He was from France. He was born in Paris, France. And on July the 4th, 1669, but he went into the Charleston, above Charleston, the Santee area, in the late 1600s, and then he migrated to Virginia and then back in through Tennessee. But we're having a reception on Thursday night to honor some of the Huguenot descendants of original people from Abbeville County. And that's what we'll start the weekend with that reception.
Now, you were John de la Howe. Didn't he have some involvement?
John de la Howe named Abbeville. In Abbeville County was named in 1758. And
that's pretty huge.
That's pretty huge.
That's pretty huge,
that's
yeah.
That's pretty huge. Of course,
and, you know, we have a tendency to forget, but, you know, just like over in 96, the big battles that were over there, South Carolina was pivotal in a lot of the stuff that was happening.
Oh, absolutely. There have been a number of real big things that have happened in the state of South Carolina, and a lot in Abbeville too, and in Abbeville and Greenwood in the area.
And of course, and then you've got the Burke Stark Mansion over there.
You do have. We have. I'm a member of the Trinity Episcopal Church, and actually, the Friends of Trinity are sponsoring this. Trinity is open every day. We open the doors every day at Trinity. But the weekend, we'll have the Bert Stark House open. The McGowan Barksdale House will be open. The museum will be open.
Where's the museum? I mean, I've been to Abbeville many times. Where exactly is the museum?
If you drive on to the, before you get to the main part of Abbeville, on the square, if you'll look to the right, it's a block off of the square.
Okay. That's probably why I haven't seen it. Yeah, the museum over there.
It's not on the main street. It's a block off of the square. But it's been restored, and there are a lot of wonderful things at the museum. And it will be open on Saturday afternoon.
Now, one of the big events that I was looking at here that's coming up on Friday night, the 19th, from 6 to 8, French wine tasting. I think that's an excellent event. That's going to be at the Bernie Brooks Inn. Karen and Don Bernie own that, and I have actually stayed there. How about that?
Wonderful.
Pretty wonderful place. Know Karen well. And, of course, that'll be on the front porch. Now, what kind of wine are we going to be having? Have you got different varieties here?
We do have. We have four different wines. The wines were chosen by Pascal at Pascal's restaurant. We decided he probably was the best one to tell us the four wines that we should use.
Okay, course, Pascal, you like a glass of wine every once in a while, doesn't he? Exactly. Yeah. And you can always get good food over there at Pascal.
Well, you can. That's true.
So he chose the wines. You're going to have the wine tasting. That'll be from 6 to 8 on Friday the 19th. Now, tickets for that are available, correct?
They are. And call the chamber.
Call the chamber. How much are the tickets for that?
They're 25 each.
25 each?
25 each.
And I suppose you'll have some little hors d'oeuvres or something to go with
we'll
that.
We'll have French wine. We'll have the French wine. We'll have bread. And we'll have cheese and other things to complement all the wine, the four wines that we've chosen.
And that's going to be on the front porch. Now, I haven't been over there in years, but I remember when Karen was first working on that place, she was pretty obsessed about her garden back there, had all kinds of neat things that she was putting in there.
She still has a great... their house, the inn is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's eclectic. Is that the word that you would use?
That would be a good word, yes. So, and I guess her garden was kind of eclectic, too. She liked different types of things in
different
it. I don't know about now,
and they're still there.
They're still there.
The house and the gardens are still the same.
Sure. So, when that'll be Friday night. And then, of course, you've got church tours and the Opera House. Opera House is having their opening of, or it opens this weekend, doesn't it?
It does.
Becky's new automobile, right?
Right.
And you're calling it Le Nouveau Automobile de Becky.
Right.
Yes, that's the French way of saying it.
That's the French way of saying Becky's new car.
Exactly. Right. So, other things. Now, in the planning of this, I bet you have a lot of people that had to come in together and put this together. Or has it just been the original four that were sitting there in the original?
There have been a number of people that... that came up with different ideas of things to do, like the Abbeville Council of Garden Clubs. That has been they've had a flower show for many years, but of course, and their theme this year is the French Connection. Miss Ella Ann Holding, who will play on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Trinity, a grand piano, has been to Abbeville and Trinity several times before, so. It's a big group effort to put all of it together.
Now, Abbeville is named for a town over in France.
In France, right. Abbeville, France.
That's right. Has anybody been to Abbeville, France?
Yes, they have. There have been a number of people. In fact, I think we have a flag that's at the museum that was in Abbeville, France. And then we have banners that have the French colors with the fleur-de-lis and a palmetto on them. The banners are being made by Romac right now.
Romac Trophy and Signs, right. That's right. Excellent. So these are some of the things that are going on. Of course, you know, one of the interesting things that we're going to talk about in just a little bit is, of course, all about the churches over there. Y'all have a lot of churches over
there. We do, and we have eight that are on the tour this year, and all of them have, I don't know if that I brought the...
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about some of that. You have the a one-act opera that's going to be going on, right? Joan of Arc. That's right.
Joan of Arc's Anteroom. Brenda Bragg, who's a beautiful voice, has written this, and Robbie Robinson has written the music the music to it. And that will be on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. in the social hall at the Catholic Sacred Heart Catholic Church.
Wow. So these are the things that are going on over in Abbeville. That's right. We've got more to talk about. Cemetery tours, garden tours. There's even going to be an antique show. So you got to stay tuned right here on WCRS. Andy, how about let's hear a word from our sponsors and then we'll go right into the news. I'm Ann Eller here with Cynthia Jeffries, and Gracie's here too, right here on WCRS 1450 AM.
Hi, this is Rob Gilchrist, voice of the Emerald Vikings, and I want to tell you about Romac Trophies and Signs. Romac Trophies and Signs maintains specialized service and offers their customers personalized and customized attention. Are you looking for a special way to reward your employees or team? Try a trophy, acrylic award, plaque, or medal. Romac Trophies and Signs adds your company or organization's logo and engrave your award to make it more personal. Visit their huge showroom in the Hampton Place Shopping Center and let Romac Trophies and Signs help you select the perfect gift for retirement or employee recognition. Are you coaching a team and want to recognize your players? Romac Trophies and Signs custom builds trophies on site to fit your budget and your individual needs. Romac is a proud sponsor of WCRS and sponsors the Player of the Week for Emerald Viking football. That's Romac Trophies and Signs at the Hampton Place Shopping Center in Greenwood. Call them today at 864-229-9277.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Our very special guest today, Cynthia Jeffries. She is from over there in Abbeville. Why do they say Abbeville instead of Abbeville?
Depends on when you move to Abbeville.
Okay, is that what it is? Okay. Well, anyways, they are having the Abbeville French Heritage Festival. It will be their first festival. It is coming up on April 19th, which will start kick off that Thursday evening. Main festival dates are April 20th and 21st. Lots of good stuff going on. One of the things I want to talk about is you are having an antique and art show at the livery stable over there on Trinity Street. That'll be going on Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6. Now, can you tell us what some of the types of exhibitors that you're going to have there?
We have one exhibitor coming from Charleston, and he does things with ironwork. He has pieces of the Cooper River Bridge iron, and that he makes palmetto trees and beautiful work like that. Then we have a local dealer, or a young man, who does iron work. We have one fella that has antique art that he's been collecting over the years. We have two jewelry makers. We have connected with the French school that's owned by Michelin in Greenville. And we hope to have some of their art students with us on Saturday.
Wow.
Then we have local antique dealers. We have an antique dealer coming out of Georgia. We have a potter coming from Edgefield. Let me think. We have a nice variety of people. There are 30 spaces in the livery stable, and we have filled all of them. So we have local people, plus we have people coming from other places too, with their antique and their art.
Absolutely. Well, that is terrific. Well, listen, you've got to get over there the 19th and the 20th. If you like antiques, you're going to love seeing what they have over there at the livery stable. Now, you're also having the flower show, and that's called the French Connection. You want to tell us a little bit more about the French Connection? Aren't you having some garden tours, too?
We have garden tours. There are 6 gardens in Abbeville that will be open that weekend. One is a very special garden that's owned by May Hutchinson on North Main. She has a 115-foot redwood tree in her front yard,
wow,
plus an antique water fountain, 15-foot tall water fountain that will be on that weekend.
And that's being restored, right?
It's being restored, and it will be that weekend. Plus, there are other small gardens. Nancy Murphy has a wonderful garden, and she has she has birds in her yard, which is a wonderful thing. She's on Chestnut Street. Plus, there are other small gardens, such as the Butterfly Garden. There's a fence garden. All of those will be on tour. There'll be 6 gardens that weekend.
6 gardens. Well, that is terrific. Plus, you're actually having the flower show, aren't you, at, where is that, at the Civic Center?
The flower show is at the Civic Center. It will be on Friday afternoon late and all day on Saturday.
Now, are you looking for more people if they'd like to participate?
If you would like to participate and bring your flowers or do flower arrangements, just let us know. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to put you in touch with Laura Jean Chandler.
Now, what number should people call if they want to call and get more information and or find out about being an exhibitor for, let's say, the flower show or anything else going on?
Well, there are two numbers that you can call, and one is my number. It's 864-942-2850, or you can call the Chamber of Commerce, Abbeville Chamber of Commerce. That number is 366-4600.
Okay.
366-4600. Either number, and we'll be happy to share all or any of the information that you want.
Oh, well, that sounds great. All right, so we've got an antique show. We've got a flowers show. Now, you're also doing French music concert.
The French music was written by, the opera was written by Brenda Bragg, who has a beautiful voice. And that that's on Saturday night at the Social Hall at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church. She will sing the main part, obviously. And then Robbie Robinson has written the music to it. So this will be a first, too. Someone local that has written an opera and will sing the opera. And this will be its grand opening, if you want to say it that way.
This will be its debut on the main stage. There
right.
you go. All right. So these are some of the things that you can see. Of course, now also you're going to have a concert, aren't you, Sunday afternoon?
On Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Trinity, Miss Ella Ann Holding from North Carolina will be playing French music on a beautiful grand piano that we're bringing in from, that First Citizens will be bringing in from Augusta. She's played at many Carnegie Hall and many other wonderful places. Will be wonderful French music that afternoon at 3 o'clock at Trinity.
So, you know, you really, y'all, for a first festival, it seems to me y'all have tried to cover all the bases and have done an excellent job.
We have tried. We've given it our best shot.
You've given it your best shot.
Now we just want to make sure that everyone knows about the French Heritage Weekend and that they'll come visit with us.
Sure. And you can go whether you've got French heritage or not.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you also have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page, Abbeville French Heritage Festival, and we have a website, Abbeville French Heritage.
Wow. Now, when did y'all start thinking about doing this festival?
Last fall, probably about August, September.
That's pretty fast to be putting that together.
That's extremely fast to be putting it all together. I had someone to say, Cynthia, you should have started this months ago with the website. I said, we did not know about it months ago. So we've been putting it together.
Wow.
But we've had a lot of wonderful people to work, and everyone's excited about bringing people into Abbeville and sharing our heritage with them.
Sure. Well, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize what importance the French actually had in the founding of Abbeville.
Right.
That's right.
Probably not.
So this hopefully will be a way that you'll be able to showcase this. It was Abbeville, of course, was founded in 1785. And where it had been settled, actually, 30 years earlier by the French Huguenots. So, and I also thought it was very interesting that the European heritage manifests itself most in the Trinity Episcopal Church, which underwent construction in 1859.
It was built in 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
And is that the church that only had, $400 worth of debt by the time it was finished or something?
I was
reading about some of these tours and everything, and one of them said that they only had, it was the Abbeville Mount Carmel ARP Church.
Right.
It was built for a total cost of $4,700 and in debt of only $300 when the church was dedicated in 1893.
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
I thought that was pretty interesting. Today, we couldn't build anything without a lot of debt, could we?
No, not at all.
And here, $4,700, that was a lot of money back then.
Oh.
Yeah, $4,700.
Well, Trinity was built for just a little over $15,000.
So, unbelievable.
And, of course, it has beautiful stained glass windows. Well, all the churches have beautiful stained glass windows.
Sure. So, churches that are on the tour, the Abbeville Mount Carmel ARP Church, the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, that was dedicated on October 24th, 1885. The Main Street United Methodist Church was dedicated in 1888. Huge stuff. And I thought that was also interesting that the United Methodist Church, the founder of the Methodism in Abbeville, was a woman.
Yay!
How about that? Her name, Ann Fisher Moore. So some of the things that you're going to find out if you go on some of these tours is going to be phenomenal. The Abbeville Presbyterian Church was organized April 19th, 1868, with 59 charter members, and the present membership is 225. Let's see, the Abbeville First Baptist Church, 1871. And let's see, was there another one here on the list?
St. James AME.
St. James, okay. On the Abbeville First Baptist Church, it said during those 25 years, the membership grew from 202 to more than 500. Dr. Bristow, pastor, maintained the future visionary needs of the church dictated the large size of the building. Some said he overbuilt. He further believed that future expansion would be needed within 25 years. This prediction proved to be correct. So some neat stuff that we're talking about with churches, with wine tasting, with all these things right over there in Abbeville. It is going to be April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Big days, the 20th and the 21st. So if you would like to go to this festival, it's not going to cost you a lot, but we're going to talk just a little bit about it when we come back. So don't you go away. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Gracie is helping us out with the show this morning. Aren't you, Grace? There you go. Hey, we'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. I'm right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. UPS has been here. Gracie's been outside. And I'm talking to Cynthia Jeffries here this morning. Hey, let's do a quick check of the weather and just see how it's going. Is it warming up some? Supposed to be a nice, beautiful, warm day. 62 degrees, mainly cloudy. What are we looking for today? Cloudy early, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, a few passing clouds, otherwise mainly clear, areas of patchy fog developing, low near 55 tonight, and tomorrow looks like we'll have some patchy fog, followed by some clearing, and we are looking at a high of about 82 degrees with a low of 57, so the week has started off good. What are we looking for? Oh, well, right now they are talking about some thunderstorms on Friday, Cynthia. And Saturday, though, mostly sunny, high of 72 and a low of 44 degrees. That's great, huh?
That's for this week.
That's for this week. Yeah. And, of course, this is early in the week. A lot can change.
That is true. But as long as the weather's beautiful, the next week, 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'll be happy with that.
Absolutely. So that's when the festival is, the 19th. They're having their... Now, what happens on the 19th? You're having a what on?
The 19th will be the, the Antique and Art Show will be the main thing that we'll have on the 19th and the 20th. Well, the 19th. The 18th will be a reception for French Huguenot descendants that are in Abbeville County, and that will be at the McGowan Barksdale House. But
do they have to dress appropriately?
Probably not.
In official Huguenot outfits here? No,
probably
okay.
Not.
Probably not. Okay, yeah. So that's on the 18th. Then all day on the 19th, all day on the 20th, and the 21st will be Sunday afternoon. They'll be having a concert at the church.
At Trinity, right. Miss L.A.N. Holding will be at Trinity playing French music.
Now, just for the record, how much is it going to cost to go to all this?
All of this. The only fees that you'll have to pay will be the McGowan Barksdale House will be $5. The
Bird Stark
House will be $10. The museum is free. Everything else is free. So those are the only two charges, except the wine tasting, and that's $25.
Right, except for the wine tasting. And that, of course, as at the Bernie Brook Inn right there in Abbeville. So that is going on Friday, April 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 for that. Now, where do you have to get the tickets from?
You can go to the chamber and pick up tickets, or if you call me at the 942-2850, I'll make sure that you get a ticket.
Absolutely. So these are the things that are going on. I think it's tremendous you've gone out there, but you're also doing something else that we hadn't really talked about, a cemetery tour.
The cemetery tour. There are three main cemeteries in Abbeville. There are others. We also have the Trinity has a cemetery that's behind the church. You have Melrose Cemetery, and then, of course, you have the Long Cane Cemetery, which is on the Due West Highway. It's the oldest of the three cemeteries. So you can drive through, or you can just walk through most of them. But
Old cemeteries are very interesting because of the headstones. I mean, today we have markers and this type of thing. But back in the day, and some of the quotes and stuff that were put on the headstones and everything were fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. Don't you wonder how they did that? You know, back in the 1800s, how they could make such beautiful headstones.
Sure.
I mean, there was an art to doing that.
Absolutely. Actually, I was just to be able to cut the headstones and that. And, of course, that's pretty tough right there. But I love some of the quotes. And, of course, you have Civil War people buried there. I mean, all this kind of history is right there.
Long Cane have people buried in Long Cane Cemetery that have been in all the wars that have been in the United States. All the wars.
Wow.
We also have... Wayne Sears will be with us. He'll be one of the speakers on Saturday. Wayne will be he's going to be at the Chamber of Commerce along with some other people, but he knows about all the cemeteries in Abbeville, and he can tell you all about many, many other cemeteries that are not just the three main ones.
So, all of this stuff will be fascinating. And if you have any French background in you at all, you got to go. And if you're just fascinated by French, because there's a lot of people that are just fascinated by the whole French.
Well, the language.
Yes, the language. And of course,
and
the
their
dress.
Culture.
Yes. Now, I was reading about one of the churches that they put they hid something. They had a cornerstone. Did you hear that story?
No.
What's okay. That? They had a cornerstone, and they put what was it? $5. God, I was reading this last night.
Was it First Baptist?
I don't know which church it is now. I thought I had it marked here, but they had put $5. They had put just a few things in there, and not long after they had done that, somebody broke in. They took the money, but they left the. I think it was a Bible and something else, and replaced the corner. I guess pulled out the cornerstone, but didn't put it back. But they had hid stuff in there.
No, I don't know about that, but I'll find out as soon as I.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was a really interesting story, but I guess I don't have it. Oh, here it is. I do have it marked. Abbeville First Baptist Church.
First Baptist, mm-hmm. Okay.
It says the church, they started with 5 members. 4 were women. The cost for the new building was $4,000. The cornerstone was laid several months later. Inside the cornerstone was placed a small Bible, a glass jar holding some documents, and a few coins. 5 months later, a thief picked the cornerstone from the wall, believing there was a large sum of money stored there. The thief stole the $4 or $5 that was there and left the Bible and the documents. How about that?
Should have taken the Bible.
Yeah, probably. But anyways, so there's a lot of interesting little tidbits that you're going to find if you go on some of these tours and everything to find out. Of course, the Burke Stark Mansion, that is a fabulous place.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful.
I think sometimes the smaller towns, they don't get their due. Because
I agree.
There are things like 96 over there with the historic park. We had them on last week, and you just find out wonderful tidbits.
Well, there's so many other things that are little things that you sort of gloss over, I guess.
Sure.
So if you can take the time to stop in every one of the churches and listen to the people that are there and know about the cornerstone,
yeah.
The cornerstone that... with Trinity, with every one of the churches that are that way. The St. James AME Church, I think, is interesting because the people that were members there, they made the bricks to build that church.
Yeah.
I think many things like that are interesting.
You know what's interesting is that people did all this stuff by hand, and today we think we have to have the big machines and everything big come in. In fact, it seems like it's the big businesses, the big boxes, everything is big. But when you look back at our roots and see, you just wonder how people had the tenacity to move forward and do these things.
when you tour Trinity, be sure and take the time to look at the bench, the pews, because the pews are one solid piece of wood that are, how did they do that? They didn't have the saws that we have now.
Well, they had to have big trees. That's
they had
for sure.
big trees. Right. They did have
without
big
trees, you couldn't have done that, right?
Couldn't have done that, right.
Yeah.
Also, in the garden, on the right garden at Trinity, there's a big cross. Three years ago, when the tornado went through Abbeville, it laid a big oak tree across the fence. And, of course, we could do nothing with the iron. And a young man, Matt Hall, had the iron, and I said, well, you could have the iron, but you have to make Trinity something. So one day he came back several months later with a beautiful big, it must be 5 foot tall, big cross that he made out of the fence, part of the fence.
Oh, that's neat.
So it's be sure that you take the time to walk through the Boxwood Garden there. The other garden that I think is beautiful, and it's relatively new, and it's next to the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, and it's their prayer garden. It's right next to the church. Oh, it is just beautiful. It's a real sweet garden. Stop there for a few minutes. Sit down.
Stop and sit down and just right. take in all the beautiful things right. right there in Abbeville. Of course, y'all have some great restaurants over there. The square is so neat.
Right.
I mean, constantly working to upgrade and keep the historical value of Abbeville over there.
Take enough time to walk slowly around the square. Sit on the square. The Belmont will be open in a couple of months. There's several new shops that are in Abbeville. And, of course, we have the restaurants. We have a nice, we had a nice Mennonite influence that's in Abbeville with the coffee shop and the Dutch oven. And
there's just lots
of course,
to see.
Bill Savitz has the restaurant.
Sure.
So.
Make sure you check out all those things while you're over there in Abbeville. This is the Abbeville French Heritage Festival, April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Not this weekend, the following weekend. You got plenty of time to check that out. Now, they also have a Facebook page, and Cynthia loves to have friends on Facebook. So what's that Facebook?
Abbeville French Heritage Festival.
So an excellent way to find out more about what is going on over there. They have a website, but probably Facebook is going to catch so many people on that. Now, just for the record, Cynthia, you can go back and listen to yourself if you'd like. This afternoon, 4 o'clock, we'll be replaying this interview. It will be right here at 4 o'clock on WCRS 1450 AM. And it'll be streaming on the internet. So anybody, whether they're here or not, can listen to it. Just go to WCRS1450AM.net. Click on the box. You can listen to it on your computer, or you can download an app and hear it on your smartphone. How's that, Cynthia?
That sounds wonderful. It'll be interesting, since I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I have a mixture of Southern accent. It'll be interesting to hear how I sound.
Well, it's always interesting to hear yourself on the radio. Some people like to hear them and some don't. But we'll be posting the video. And, of course, Gracie is part of the video here today with Cynthia Jeffries and myself on YouTube. And, of course, as I said, we'll be doing you get a twofer out of this, once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Cynthia Jeffries, thanks so much for coming out this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.